Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven, stay driven.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause. www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to teddyscares.com. And be sure to become our friends at facebook.com/teddyscares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
With the masterpiece, waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling me, you should be rolling me. You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. So, sweet baby, I'm rolling up a little treat, baby, whoa. Let's get my mind to go, crazy, crazy. Ay, 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 ay.
And welcome to Give No S Cosplay Variety Show number 12.
Number 12.
Number 12. Hosted 1-2. Hosted by Constance, Drew, and Pat. And Mandy is down with the sickness again.
Come on and get down with the sickness. Mandy, come on, I'm going to drop off the stick now.
I think Mandy's just faking it now at this point.
She's probably faking it.
She's heard four chapters of Ask Goblins and quit.
She's probably sick. Sick of hearing Ask Goblins.
She'll be sick for the next 12 chapters.
Did you get it?
I did.
Like she's sick of hearing Ask, like she's tired of it?
Like she's tired of it, but like that made her sick. So
yeah.
She's saying she's sick.
Yeah,
because she's sick of Ask Goblins because they made her sick.
Yep. And she's just sick
that's
of our
it.
Shit.
Sick of our shit.
Yeah, I'm sick of your shit.
I'll stop smelling it. Anyways.
What do we want to open with?
Segue into. So this past weekend, we were at a charity event.
charity event at in Ventnor City, New Jersey Boardwalk, which is pretty much Atlantic City. It's like right there. The walk lasted, we were there from what, like 8 to 11 for the actual walk?
Yeah, we got there at 8.
Something like that.
7:30, we got there at 7:30 for sign-in.
Yeah, sign-in. And then, well, the walk was over at like 10:30.
That's true.
Five below.
That's true. So the walk was for Holton's Heroes, a TBI resource. It was their first annual boardwalk. I'm sorry, their first annual Walk the Boards event. It was to support kids with brain injuries. Holton himself was there with his parents and his grandmother. His grandmother is the one I actually found out the event from. I heard they raised about $12,000 from the event. So I would call that a fucking success.
Yeah, and we got to meet Holton himself and the parents. They were really cool people.
The grandmother was so excited we were there.
Some of the kids were really cool. The one kid, when he gave me a fist pound, was like, I fist pounded Deadpool.
And then he ran around with all his friends and he fist pounded Deadpool.
Yeah, I said hi to Deadpool. like the other kids couldn't.
I don't give a shit about Mel.
Yeah,
I just noticed it was Mel we haven't seen
yet.
We just got a summons.
We just got
a
summons.
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Don't the fuck around me, bro. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just vouchers, so.
Also, special shout out to book page is TARDIS Kitty. Is this really nice woman who dresses up like a cat that looks like a TARDIS. Really cool costume, who came out and died in the sun for us to join us for the event.
Actually died. We had to bring her back.
We had to resuscitate her.
It was tough.
Like five times.
Thank God Tim Tebow was there.
Thank God.
You guys
Pat
heard
also
about that,
died
right?
in his Deadpool suit. No, what are you talking about?
You're called in, right?
I am, yeah.
Put the head on. Do you hear me just fine? Okay. I'm just wondering because Mandy's like not saying anything.
She's not listening. She hates
probably.
Us.
Even if she's tuning in on chat.
I just got a letter from Verizon Fios.
You just got a letter.
Anyway.
Yeah, but this kitty died with me. I could only last an hour in the suit. I couldn't do it.
Which is fine. Yeah. Pat wore the suit for the actual walk and then, well, before the actual walk because there were speeches, hanging out with, you know, people. And then before the actual walk, Pat changed. TARDIS Kitty hung around and drank lots and lots and lots and lots of water. Which was good.
Mm-hmm.
Did the actual walk. It was fun. Drew won one of the raffles for a cooler bag thing.
Nailed it.
And
a frisbee.
And a frisbee.
We didn't use my $20 beach buggy pass, though.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it's for, either.
Yeah, what is shit?
What?
Mandy's too sick to be on the show, but she's okay to do a 24-man raid on Final Fantasy 14.
Well, to be fair, she cares more about 25 men than she does about us.
Yep, that's what kind of sick it is. Trust me, I understand, Mandy. I was too sick to go to class plenty of times.
Wow. Anyway, so that event was very successful. We're hoping to host our own event to raise money for Holton's Heroes later on this year, so keep an ear out for that, and hopefully we can actually do that.
It's going to be sweet.
Sweet.
And segue to another charity event in July 9th, 2 weeks.
That was going to be good.
We're going to be,
about Tim Tebow.
What about Tim Tebow? Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
What? Yeah,
be
I
quick.
Don't know either.
All right. So there was a flight.
Be quick, because I don't actually care.
There was a flight, all right, and he was on a plane, right? And on
oh my God.
Shut
oh,
the
wow.
fuck up.
Wow, it's so interesting, Drew.
Anyways.
Drew, you're so interesting.
Can I continue?
Wow, no, that was such a good story.
Can I talk, please?
Wow.
Can I please talk?
There was a good story. Wow. Wow, Drew. Wow.
Anyways, an old guy had heart problems. and collapse, heart stop, the whole shebang. They're trying to resuscitate him. It wasn't working. Tim Tebow comes walking down the aisle. This is from the perspective of some lady that was nearby. She's like, it was crazy. He came down the aisle like this angel, and he led the family in a prayer while they were crying on his shoulders. And then the man was resuscitated right after the prayer.
It should be a lifetime movie.
So this lady's like, Tim Tebow performed a miracle in front of me. That's the thing on the internet right now. Tim Tebow, miracle.
So people forgot all about Orlando and Brexit, and now they're talking about Tim Tebow?
And Istanbul.
And Istanbul?
They got terrorist attacks.
Oh, right, the airport?
Yeah.
That'll be on for the next week, and then we'll move on to the next tragedy. Yeah. Give us till next week, because people have their weekend, and it'll be Morga! Morga.
About a gorilla too. I don't know.
What?
There's going to be grilling on Saturday. Is that what you're talking about?
Grilling on Saturday at the
with Central PA Avengers.
Is it? I'm not sure if that's a public one.
That's not like
surprise.
No, are you
no
saying
one's
no one's? We're not
just
giving.
Us.
We're not giving details.
I don't even know where it is. I have to look up the address.
July 9th.
July 9th. You are not alone. Our anti-bullying event where all proceeds go to Stomp Out Bullying.
I'm always alone.
I still firmly contend that it's called Bullies or Dicks.
Well, that's what the
that's what we call
is.
It. Bullies or Dicks.
Yeah, exactly.
But the actual event is titled You're Not Alone. It's to raise money for Stomp Out Bullying.
Yeah, Stomp Out Bullying.
Stomp Out Bullying. We're going to hold that event in King of Prussia at Uncanny Comics. We'll be there all day in costume.
Possibly
trying to raise money. There's going to be shit tons of beautiful raffles. There's going to be a band around 5.
Possibly. Was that approved?
Yeah, it was approved.
The band was approved. It's just now the band.
Oh, we have to confirm it's a band. If not, we can all bug.
If not, we're going to sing.
I'll bug someone.
We'll sing.
Rock band.
Rock band.
Rock band.
Here, just give me a harmonica and I'll play for an hour.
We're going to have superheroes. We're going to have picture taking. Peter can photo edit them so you have sweet ass backgrounds and shit.
Yeah, hopefully that motherfucker remembers.
And we'll have beautiful raffles.
I will harass him about it.
I'm excited about the raffles. I know I'm gonna enter. I'm gonna enter into a lot of the raffles.
The raffles are sweet. Like so, let me explain to you what we have up for raffles.
Because they're beautiful, and I really—if you guys have any questions about the event, you can message us. You can comment on the radio show page, our page, whatever. Because I'm spreading this shit like wildfire.
But
But like less lives taken and tragedy skulls.
All right, here we go.
Well, we'll say it's bullying, girl.
Good point.
The tragedy.
So first things first, from our man Ryan Thomas Glitch, who owns Sci-Fi Speed Dating, you will get 2 tickets to any con that Sci-Fi Speed Dating is at, so it's your choice. And also up for raffles, $50 Barnes and Noble card. Just think of all the books and graphic novels you can get with that.
Lots.
The great people who run RetroCon are donating 2 tickets for their awesome con. Well, awesome RetroCon in September.
I love RetroCon. It's one of our favorite cons. It's one of the first ones we've ever been to.
Dude, I'm so happy with the freaking guest announcement today, too, for that.
Baseball's guy. I can't remember what else he's
and
doing. And I hear
Police Academy.
Yeah.
Michael Winslow.
There you go.
So excited for that. That's like
the
so cool.
Guy?
He's the sound effects guy.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. That's the one that I really care about.
Yeah. That's
he's going to be a RetroCon.
He's going to be at RetroCon. So happy about that.
This pleases me.
Yeah. There's going to be a bundle from Circle of Horror. So looks like a Stephen King movie box and some pop figures. Our great friends at Ascension Epoch donated some coasters and a book with and Shell put like her personalized art in the book.
Yes.
And it's all signed. Also,
I'm totally putting in for that just because the art in the back is awesome.
Well written, too.
But also,
I advise you read it.
Those great people are also donated. They run New Year's Eve Party Con, and they're donating 2 3-day passes to that kid. So it turns out to be 4 tickets, or I think it's like 2 tickets per. I have to check. Don't quote me on that.
Either way, that's another amazing con that
yeah,
I love.
That's good.
Quilt Face Studios is donating a poster. Not sure what it is yet. Alternative Dimension Toys, our homies, are doing a $30 gift certificate to the store of all their pops. And also, I believe it's Detective Mode Batman pop.
Oh, and my little sister Heather, the little artist, is donating a painting.
Oh, yeah. Her little paintings.
I hope it's Stripper
it's
Gandalf.
It's a big painting. It's not. I know what it is, but I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, Drew. You know what would be awesome? To have like a nerdy skirt that has like a drawstring
and
pockets.
Fucking pockets?
Good
Are
idea.
You serious?
How did you come up with this new innovative idea?
Oh, I love
our friend who does GeekGirlCastle.com it donated her a skirt, what was it, Spaceballs, a couple other DVDs and stuff.
Spaceballs, Blu-ray, Alien Quad Trilogy, whatever it is, and an Alien action figure.
Anthology, maybe?
It was a quad.
Quadrilogy.
Yeah, thank you.
They call it an anthology.
There's also a little Predator thing in there, too.
Also up for a raffle is a Harry Potter Dragon Alley board game.
What?
That looks pretty cool, actually.
Diagon Alley?
Maybe that's what it is.
Diagonally?
Yeah, I can't read.
Diagonally.
Yeah.
Diagonally.
I still don't understand that line in the movie. It's like, how are you so dumb that you said the wrong thing entirely? You didn't even say the word alley. Diagonally?
Well,
fuck is Nelly?
No, no. He said diagonally.
The singer?
Like, things go diagonally, and that's why it's called Diagon Alley.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, so he got so nervous, he said it as one word. He said, diagonally.
Okay.
That's why it's called Diagon Alley, because it's diagonally. Read fucking Harry Potter.
I did. I said that the movie didn't make sense. No. The line there sounded
same
weird.
As in the movie.
It's not what I pictured in
there's
the book.
Also
maybe
some really cool bags filled with, like, awesome geek stuff, but the bags are made out of, like, geeky fabric.
In the movie, though, he didn't say it wrong. He sneezed.
Yeah, motherfucker.
No, he didn't.
I mean, the book. The book he sneezed.
The book he sneezed?
The book he sneezed. The
really?
Powder went up his
head. Anyway, let's move on. We should have a Harry Potter marathon. It only takes us 19 hours.
Only. Yeah, some geek-themed bags. Also looks like Five Nights at Freddy's plush animals.
What?
And there's also Lord of the Rings, the dice-building game.
I only learned Five Nights at Freddy's recently. I didn't know it was a thing.
Did you only know, like, the first two nights or so?
No.
You didn't know there were five?
No, I didn't know.
So you only were there
for
one?
Yeah, I know there were five. No, I read a creepypasta about it. Or, like, listened to a dude do a thing. I don't know.
And then, I'm not even reading chat. And then there's both these, the Lord of the Rings dice building game and Abracadabra What board game. It's from Donation from Gamescape.
I think you said it wrong. It says you said Abracadabra What? That's how it should be said.
I like it.
And then it looks like another dice game. Maritime memo looks like. I can't read the picture. But that's all the raffles we have so far. There's going to be more. That's a lot of raffles.
There's also Captain Kyle's donating his cosplay book and probably one of our cosplay spotlight prints. That's another thing I know we're being donated. So yeah, we got a lot of great things to donate. I'm thinking of donating my Majora's Mask made out of perler beads. That's one of the options. They throw a little few smaller ones out of it too. Yeah. So it should be interesting. A lot of good raffles. It'll be a really fun time because it's also in the mall and you get to cosplay. We'll do pictures. There's going to be a lot of baked goods. Bridget's, if her mom makes cupcakes again, I will die happy because her mom's cupcakes were phenomenal. Oh my God.
I'll probably still be on keto.
That's fair. It's coming up soon. Wow, that's in like 2 weekends.
2 weeks, yep.
Oh my God, I just realized that. I was thinking it was in like a month. I don't even know what I'm wearing for that yet. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully Jason Johnson shows up, motherfucker.
I know, motherfucker. He's not going to go just because we're going to be there.
Yeah, probably.
They're going to be there. I don't know, man. I don't know. Oh, one other exciting thing that has nothing to do with this event, but I hope to see you guys there, is we were announced today as guests for Thy Geekdom Con. It's a smaller con over in Delaware. It's a one-day con, November 5th. It's not inexpensive to get in. We're going to be selling stuff there. There's actually a lot of great guests that were in. And I don't know. I usually prefer the smaller cons. We had a lot of fun last year. I just didn't stay that long.
True.
I got some really fucking cool pictures from there, though.
Yep.
Do you remember
those?
I
watched Peter do the Harlem Shake. That was pretty
good. Oh my God, that was the best. I mean, the music was loud, but I mean, it was still a lot of fun. Dude, do you remember those prints we got that were like printed on like old page of papers?
Nope, no idea.
Oh, we'll be that way. It was like the only things we bought there.
I'm sorry.
Mandy had her Gamora there, which I can actually do the paint for her better this time. What?
We should get a gun.
Mandy and Gamora.
We should get a spray paint gun. Oh, because Mandy has a butt.
Yeah,
and
it's so weird. I was like, I've never seen Mandy not in a skirt.
But yeah, anyway, keep an eye out for the Geekdom Con because I hope to see lots of you there too. To make Mandy feel self-conscious, she's not paying attention. She's playing Final Fantasy.
Yeah, she's playing Final Fantasy.
She hates us.
Yeah, she hates us.
She hates us. But yeah, the Geekdom Con, November 5th, Delaware, the Geekdom Con. We'll be posting about it a lot. when it gets closer. So pay attention to that. I want to see people there.
Yep.
Drew wants to touch your butts.
I'm going to touch your butts.
With consent.
With consent. unless you're not in cosplay, because cosplay is consent. That like implies that not cosplay is also consent. Like just being out of cosplay.
Wait, so which one is consent?
Well, this cosplay is not consent, implying that not cosplay is consent. So if you're not in cosplay, I can just go up and grab your butt. So that's what Drew's going to do. He's going to touch your butt if you go to that Gate of Con. Is that a threat or like...
I like to think it's an offer.
It's an offer. That's
come to that Geekdom Con. I'll touch your butt.
Touch your butt.
Butt touches? Yeah.
No, who's kidding? I'm going to back out of
He's
the
got a decent
second.
Sized hand. He can just go up there and cup it.
He can get both cheeks at once.
Both cheeks. Unless, depending on how big your ass is. Like, I mean, come on. You can't. Don't make promises you can't keep.
I keep all promises. I didn't say it would be one hand.
And his hand grew 3 sizes that day. Oh, boy.
On that note...
I want to go back to the beach on that note.
I do, too. I bought that new card game. Epic, and haven't read anything.
And we didn't play it like we meant to. But the beach was fun. And now there's sand everywhere in Pat's car.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Broketto that weekend. Fucking bullshit.
God, it was so delicious though.
Yeah, I know.
And dope. Ice cream?
I know.
And ice cream. So much ice cream.
And ice cream.
Water.
And not nearly as much alcohol as we intended.
And Chinese food.
That's because we're old people.
We are old people. Food. I was so tired. Seriously. That pizza killed me.
Well, to be fair, we woke up at like 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock to get down there on time. Right after the walk, we got changed and went into the beach. And with all those waves, we were all exhausted by then. And we got back. Drew and I went in the pool. And that was more swimming and more tiring. And then we started drinking and having fun. Well, we were having fun before that.
Yeah, everyone should get a whirlpool in their house.
Oh, my God. That was so comfy. There was fucking a hot tub kind of thing. All those jets. So fucking relaxing. I almost slept in there. The best. Oh, but I miss the beach. Ventnor City is actually a pretty nice beach, too.
Yeah, actually it was. And then I got hit by a fucking wave and lost one of my beach tags. It's all Bailey's fault.
Fucking Bailey.
Is that ice cream man? Is it Mr. Softy? Do we have cash?
Keto,
don't
bitch.
Look. You're on keto.
Oh, my God. Damn it. I just want cherry dip.
Don't look at it, Drew.
But there was a really cool store. What was it? Nirvana?
Yeah, it was pretty chill.
Oh, Nirvana.
But they had a lot of really cool board games and stuff. Made me miss going to the board game store all the time. It's a shame that the board game store I went to was not
shit.
Great. So, but I'm going to lead that into ball sack. I'm going to lead that into
unboxing.
Yeah, unboxing Marvel Corps that I totally forgot to cancel. I only want the Deadpool one. I've been getting them every... like 2 months now. But this month is Women of Power. Depends on the box.
Wonder Woman.
That's what I'm hoping for.
God damn it, it's Marvel, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I wasn't even thinking. I was like, oh, Wonder Woman. The fuck is going to be in Marvel? Oh.
You implying that Marvel has no strong female characters?
No, but they have plenty. That's true. I was just hoping for Wonder Woman, so then I got let down when I realized it was Marvel.
So I got a Spider-Gwen shirt that I'll probably never wear.
Turn it into a casual cosplay.
Ooh, a Civil War collector scores with all female character pop figures.
Spider Woman, Miss Marvel, is that
to Captain Marvel, Elektra, and female Thor.
Yeah, this is that female Thor? It looks like no. That's fucking but it looks like the Valkyrie chick.
Sif?
No. No, what's her name?
Oh.
I don't know.
I'm looking her up right now. She's all right,
do
fucking...
it. Because it can't be the female Thor. She has a sword.
Yeah. It's. Why can't I remember her name? And why?
I got what I always wanted. A Squirrel Girl pop with Squirrel.
Oh, my God, dude. No, that's awesome.
I know.
That's actually really cool.
That's pretty cool. And then I got Mystery Minis. Even though it's Captain Marvel on all of the sides. caught them all. She-Hulk and Captain Marvel.
Oh, her name just her name's just Valkyrie. She's just Valkyrie. That's it.
Oh, it's both. She-Hulk. I got both She-Hulk and Captain Marvel. But look at that. I caught them all. I didn't even try.
That's what I think it is.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Pat. Valkyrie.
Oh, okay.
I'm so good. Bitches. Here, you can have your comic back.
Ugh.
Are you going to open the mystery figures?
No, because it tells you on the box who the fuck they are.
Oh, it does? That's so lame. Why would it tell you? It picks up the
mystery.
Right? Thank you.
Dude, unboxing on the radio is the best thing ever.
Because I can't even see it. One day, we will stream our podcasts on, like, Twitch or some shit. Someday. But today is not that day. Today is not that day.
There may come a day when the might of men fails. But today is not
so,
that day.
No, it's not.
We're still going to do Mandy's segment. Kahana's view from whatever bullshit I made up.
Dirker, dirker, I'm reading. Dirker, dirker, dirker.
So,
I've got boobs.
So this next segment's going to be 15 minutes of silence.
She talks during her segment. Come
she does talk during her segment.
That's when she talks the most.
So I played Final Fantasy last week.
Andy.
For about like 20 minutes. I'm not even up to Heaven's Ward, which I bought. And like the patch is like so far ahead. But on that note, Destiny. So we've been playing Destiny in two groups. Constance Drew
and Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. I know. So,
I've
been doing fire teams of three. Me, Bally, and Paul have been doing our own fire team.
Aberrath cosplay.
And we,
like bitch tits.
We did Vault of Glass a little bit on Sunday. Oracles, man. Oracles.
Yeah, I want to do the shield again. That was fun.
It is fun. The shield's like a lot of fun. Just go around punching harpies in the face.
Damn straight. I'm so good at it.
And this week is the Iron Banner event. And yes.
And it's going to probably be why our podcast doesn't last until 10 o'clock.
I was fucking wrecking it. I had like probably like 28 kills and then the internet gave out.
That was
and
the worst.
Me out and put me back in and wiped out all my stats. Next match I had a 10 kill streak going. Oh, Iron Banner though. It's so much fun. Because there's, like, no light levels enabled, so.
They totally just pulled Nathan Fillion on and told him.
Oh, yeah, the
no
Taken
Reynolds.
King? The Taken King, sorry, Nathan Fillion.
They totally just said, all right, we're going to put you in this and just be Malcolm Reynolds.
I'm pretty sure what happened was they watched Firefly and, like, you know what? The Taken King should, like, resemble that.
Yeah, right? That's all it is.
We just noticed that, the warlock leader chick is Zoe.
Yeah, I know that before. Yeah. And they have like banter every now and then, which
yeah.
is great.
Which chick is Zoe again?
The warlock or Kalila Ray or something.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
There's like a lot of big name actors in
there. Yeah. You're a big name.
All right, I have a plan to get you on the dreadnought. We're going to need to get a ship and a stealth. Okay, what are you whispering about over there? What? Oh, nothing. Nothing.
But.
I haven't played Overwatch in a bit. Yeah, there was a really good sale going on, too. The what was it? I don't know. What was Sony calling it?
What sale? I don't think I've been paying attention.
The PS4 has a really good sale going on right now.
I'm just glad. I'm just proud of myself that I didn't pay attention during the Steam sale.
I really went to them. We get paid tomorrow, so I'm probably going to buy it tomorrow.
Steam sale's not over.
I'm not. Totally.
Yeah, we got to get tabletop. Well, I got some. Bailey bought me tabletop
simulator.
I don't know. It's solid.
No.
I didn't see anything. Hmm. I mean, I already have a lot shitload of games, but like nothing like. Like, usually when you see Steam sale, you're thinking like 80% off.
Yeah.
And like, you're not getting that. Although the Humble Bundle, which I think everyone should do. Because it's a fucking great Humble Bundle.
And it's for charity.
But it's the 25th anniversary of Sonic the Hedgehog. Let me read the shit to you. Wait, you get. You get Sonic the Hedgehog. Yay. Sonic Adventure DX Director's Cut. Sonic 3D Blast. And Sonic CD. That's if you pay $1.
Hey, Hey, Pat, you want to do me a favor?
What?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you take the show link and send it to Jeannie?
No.
Oh, never mind. She found it. Never mind. We're good.
All right. If you pay $9.55, you get the first four games I said. The Hedgehog 4, Episode 1. Sonic Sega All-Stars Racing. Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Yeah.
Sonic Adventure 2. Dr. Robotnik's Beam Machine. Sonic 3 and Knuckles. See, I want to play that. I missed that.
Yeah.
And
Sonic and Knuckles is pretty cool.
Super underrated game.
Sonic 3 is where they introduced Knuckles as a bad guy, right?
Right, and then Sonic and Knuckles, you could play as Knuckles with through 3.
Did he become a good guy for that?
I can't remember. But me and Drew were talking about this game the other day, and it was just really funny. Sonic the Pinball.
Booyah.
Love that game. And if you pay an extra 45 cents, pay $10 more, you get Sonic Lost World, Sonic Generation, Sonic 4 Episode 2, and All-Star Racing
what
Transform.
What was the one on Dreamcast? Is that one in there?
Yeah, both of them. Sonic Adventure. That's if you pay $1, you get Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2.
Nailed it.
Because the one, I don't know if you played that one, Pat?
Yeah. Yeah,
so the
along.
Robot character,
I have it.
It just makes so that's what I think of every time I play Bastion from Overwatch, is the robot guy in Sonic Adventures.
Do you know that in the Japanese version of the game, he's only ever referred to as Eggman?
Really?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He doesn't have any, you looked it up, didn't
in
you?
In the American version, he was Ivo Robotnik, and then Ivo Eggman Robotnik. But in the Japanese version, they never say that name.
I wonder why.
I don't
That's
know.
Really weird. I mean, he does look like an egg, I guess. He's egg-shaped.
Yep.
Egg-shaped. Fuck it, he's Dr.
Robotnik to you. What is his doctorate in? Is it being a dick?
Probably robotics. I mean, he turns animals into, like, violent creatures.
That's why I would say being a dick. Please, Dr.
I mean, maybe he knows how to make a mechanical raptor.
He has an IQ of 300. Straight up genius. Gonna hit you with his penis.
That's disgusting, Drew.
I also like resubbed to this game called World of Warcraft.
You mean World of Addiction Craft?
World of Warcrack.
Warcrack. Get wrecked. Oh, man, but I really want to play World of Warcraft again.
Mm-hmm. You should make a female character so you can be a heroine. Get it? Heroine?
It's like a hero, but like also drugs. Is that like a heroine? As in like a hero, like a female hero. But then also heroine... Isn't that drug that you can shoot up and get addicted to? Is that what you're
just
getting
like
at?
Warcraft.
Just like Warcraft. I think I might have seen what you did there, Drew.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I saw what you did there. All right. So I think now we're going to go to our next commercial thing.
Cool.
Are we? Okay.
I don't know. Do you have any more shit to say from any segment?
No, I'm just reading like people saying that anyway. The site's not working. All right, hold on.
Fucking assholes.
All right, so yeah, we're going to go to the second commercial block, so we'll be back in 3 hours.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is a perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
And we're back. I think Blog Talk is just having a lot of problems lately.
Yeah, it sucks. Blog Talk. What can you do? What can you do?
Switch providers.
You can blog. You can talk.
Well, can't listen though.
So this next segment. Are you ready, fucker?
No, he's playing. He's doing
I'm playing
his
World of Warcraft. Doing my garrison.
He's doing his garrison.
Why
right
am I supposed to be ready? Is it my segment? Oh
yeah.
Shit.
Are you ready?
All right, hang on, let me tab out.
I forget what you named your segment. Can you? We have a new name for your segment this week.
We decided to rename my segment because
after
there
a few
were
suggestions,
questions.
There were a few suggestions to our segment name. We just wanted to take those suggestions into consideration because we like to listen to you guys. So, Drew, please.
We thought about it long and hard.
Long and hard.
At the end of the day, the new name we came up with is. Yo, fuck you, Isabel. You don't know shit about names. A book review by Saren. I hope everyone appreciates my new name, especially Isabel. Don't take it too seriously.
Why is she looking for bells anyway? She can just go to the store. Get it?
Yeah, right?
Get
Come
it?
On.
In Search of Bells. Get it? It's like, because you're just playing well. So, like, it's funny, right? Tell me
no,
I'm
was good.
Tell me
you're
I'm,
funny.
Tell me
I
I'm,
love you.
Thank you. All right, do your fucking review.
All right. So, this week I am going to review a comic that I read recently. It was very excellent. I really liked it. It is 1872. It is a Marvel comic series. It's 5 issues long. Marvel 1872 was a 5-issue short one-off. I loved it. It is based on the depiction of the West via spaghetti westerns. So think like
marinara, meatballs.
Yeah, none of those.
Ravioli.
Things like Clint Eastwood's the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. The Lone Ranger is a good example. Things like that. Basically, the comic series is about the Avengers and all of their roles as depicted by the Old West. Some examples: Fisk, or Kingpin, is the mayor of the small western town. He's got a group of ruffians he orders around to do no good. Steve Rogers, Captain America, is the sheriff who upholds the law, even if the mayor and the governor and all these people aren't on his side. Stark is another great example as a washed-up, drunk ex-inventor who spends all of his days in the tavern getting hammered and criticizing Captain America. So, the plot is revolving around the beginning of Rogers halting a lynching of a Native American. The lynching was happening at Fisk's orders because rumor had it he was trying to bomb the dam. But Rogers, who is, you know, the very, you know, do the good thing no matter what, follow the rules no matter what, demands fair trial, fair due process, all of that, interrupts the lynching. Arrests the Native American still. And even though the Native American keeps saying how his adherence to the law will get him killed one day, maintains his strict discipline. It was really good. I enjoyed it a lot. Best part is, after reading the 5 issues, I did some research, and they are making a full series spinoff based on it called Red Wolf. So look out for that as well if you read this and find it interesting.
Thank you for that review. What was the name of that segment again?
The name of the segment was, quote, "Yo, fuck you, Isabel. You don't know shit about names. A book review by Saren."
Hey, that's your pleasant voice.
Yo, fuck you.
Yo.
Yo.
So you know what makes me happy?
Pornography.
What up? Get wrecked. Hey, Pat.
Yes.
Pat, how's it feel to get wrecked? Do you need some ice?
For how wrecked you got?
Probably. Never mind. Just go ahead.
So, everybody remembers like a month ago, Marvel put out a comic for Captain America.
Oh,
and said he was a Hydra agent all along. Spoiler alert, new comic book came out today. He's not really a Hydra agent.
Oh, my God.
It was
Who
a
could have
along.
Seen that coming?
So,
what did
what
we
did
might
we?
As well call them M. Night Shyamalan with that twist.
So all the people angry as hell. Ruin my childhood. It's all a storyline.
Of course it is. God damn it. Be dumb, people. Don't like get up
they
in
did.
Arms about something before reading about it and stop being the internet.
They did, though.
Stop being you. Stop being you.
Stop
it.
Every day on the internet, there's people coming to conclusions for things they never even read anything about. Oh my god. Of course he's on Hydra. Kids these days. So Drew, how's that Warcraft going for you?
Pretty good. Just doing my garrisons, making sure that my...
Are you really playing well?
He is. He's straight up playing well right now.
Straight up playing well
he's
right now.
He's doing his garrison. He's sending out his followers.
I'm not like doing quests or killing monsters.
Just his garrison.
Just making sure that my followers are
sent out doing their work.
Yeah, that stuff.
So there's an adventure game I really want to play.
Is it World of Warcraft?
Is it that horror game I sent?
No, that Warhammer card game that we saw.
Oh, right.
I really want to get that.
I really want to play the horror game.
I did too. What was the name of it?
I forget. We have to watch the video because it says it once in the video and I just...
Yeah, all I remember is that the bad guy runs as fast as you walk.
It's pretty much a horror game where you play with your friends, and one of you guys ends up being the killer.
As fast as you run.
Just like a movie.
Mr. Iron Man wants to know who still plays WoW today.
Sure. I do. Do I get anything for answering that?
I'll start playing again soon.
Wait, who asked that question?
Iron Man, Aaron. Iron Man from the filming.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Tell him me. I do.
He can hear you.
And probably Pat, if you don't trip him into it.
Pat does. He did the other day, actually.
Oh, he did the
other
day? What?
He played around a little bit.
Yeah, he said Paragon's better than Overwatch.
You tell him to shut his whore mouth.
You can tell him yourself.
He's listening.
All right, you shut your whore mouth.
Not your fucking messenger.
Shit. I don't actually know. I haven't played Paragon.
I kind of want to play Paragon.
I'm not going to spend money on a MOBA when there's so many free
MOBA.
Yeah,
I'm not either.
Lol, hot.
Yeah.
If all the free MOBAs were shit, maybe I would buy a MOBA. But they're like, oh, buy the Founders Pack. And I'm like, no. No.
The only thing I would buy for a MOBA is the Rick and Morty voice pack.
It's a sweet-ass skin.
The Rick and Morty voice pack.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That was pretty good.
True.
We bought that, did we?
No, we didn't.
Oh, it was like fucking $20 last time I checked on the market.
No, we didn't buy it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like a random drop so people can sell it on the market. And it's worth a lot.
I mean, it is Rick and Morty. Pretty fucking important people, Drew.
I really want to play Tabletop Simulator. All those, like, mods. You knew that off the air.
Yeah, that's true.
On the air, off the air, what's the difference? It's like we're streaming. Play Monopoly with it. Did you ever the Final Fantasy VII Monopoly?
I'm buying it.
I know you are.
I'm totally buying it.
Did you see that?
Final Fantasy VII
that's Monopoly.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. But Mandy's happy.
No, she likes
Final Fantasy VIII.
Oh, shit.
Mandy's unhappy. Mandy's sad.
Mandy has bad tasting.
Which
games.
One's hers?
Final Fantasy VIII.
But I thought I saw Renault on the cover.
No, it's Tifa.
Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
They all look the same, yeah.
I was they're all little Asian girls. I wasn't paying attention.
No.
I wasn't paying attention. My bad.
I paid $45 for Overwatch. I'm not doing shots.
Come on.
No.
Can you put a little splash in here? Just a little splash. Just a little. Because I'm going to go with iced tea.
I really want that Star Wars Rebellion board game, though. Especially after some guy explained it to me.
I just want to play video games.
I do, too. All right, show's over. Fuck you.
Destiny?
No, I just want to let you guys know that Asgoblins has 22 chapters. We have a long way to go. I hope you guys are willing to follow
us. It's like
11
shows. Yeah.
I know. A lot of shows, man.
You all right?
Yeah, it's just like...
He said drum.
Yeah.
It's really
makes
go
my
well.
Throat feel weird.
Are you sure that's the rum?
I really hope it's the rum.
Maybe getting sick, Drew.
Yes. Sick.
Yes. Rating. Sick. Yes. That's sick. Yes. All right. So we're moving to Ask Goblins, or is there anything else you two wanted to go over?
I had something. Hold on. Let me just see. Yeah, let's just go to Ask Goblins.
Okay.
So, next segment. Theatrical readings of Haiku Maven.
Thank you, Drew, for that enlightening theory. Just clear up my space a little bit here. Okay. Ask Goblins of Auschwitz by Cameron Pierce. Chapter 5. The bones of a cockrat lie in 1000's roll call nook. The vermin's meat has disintegrated into a sticky amber muck that stains our flesh. I pry my fingernails beneath the radiated bones, but they do not budge. Cockrats are the real sentries of night. If you sleep soundly even for an hour, they leap onto your bunk, snuggle close, and die. Otto stares with the morning siren. He punches the cockrat, bruising our conjoined part. "Why do you do that?" I say. "Say goodbye to 1000, he says. We scamper out of bed and up the stairs into a curtain of window-blown swastikas. The sacrificial lamb is picked from the litter, breaking the bloody seal of another bloody day. We drop our trousers and bend over on the apple platter. I try watching Otto, wondering if he truly believes that 1,000 will be today's apple. Otto catches me keeping an eye on him and bares his teeth. 1,000 fidgets between us. I squeeze my eyes shut, shut down my mind, and wait for my turn with the finger. A claw carving another swastika into my flesh, the familiar prodding finger. I am seeing this from above, feeling none of the pain in my body feels. I'm floating above the crown of the Askoban skull. I must be very small. I realize that by will alone I've shut down my mind. It's so easy to fly. The finger no longer plugs my rear, but I am in my body again and in pain. The Ass Goblin inspects 1,000, taking a lot longer than usual. The Ass Goblin hoots. 1,000 is bawling. I'm about to raise the floodgates myself, knowing I'll be in 0 point for shit slaughter. False alarm on the shit slaughter. 1,000 is today's apple, future cider of Auschwitz. 1,000's killing freaks me out. I try not to mind, and I get nothing more than foot skin for breakfast, but cheese blisters hardly soothe your nerves when some chicken butt. But who has hidden in the cavity of your ribcage for so long suddenly bites the dust? What do you think, Otto? I whisper. He stopped chewing on some girl's face. We separate ourselves before the ice goblins have a chance. We hide away bicycle parts until we can build a tandem bike. I choke on a toenail. Chapter 6. I am assigned to Surgery Cathedral again. Otto's assigned to the doll factory. I show him my work card. 2 days in a row, I say. They must be catching on. Speaking to others, prisoners is prohibited, 999, my brother says. Apparently he switched back to rule-following mode. We march toward the doll factory without speaking around us. Ask goblins ride bicycles. They catch only swastikas in their mouths. Every day, more and more children fall down and never stand up. Every day, things get much worse. The Auschwitz population dwindles as toy production rises. Winter is heck. No sunshine illuminates our organs as they ferment in barrels, and later, after the cider is drunk, no sunshine warms the ivy lacing through our bones. We endure it to pay off the debts of youth, but we will never reclaim these happy times. Our punishment goes without cause of redemption. Otto knocks on the door of the factory. We stand with our hands folded behind our backs until an ass doll opens the door. The ass doll waves us inside. Red semen worms slither up the doll's nose. The doll shakes all over until the worms blast out of her rectum. I hate the doll factory. We build dolls long into the night while ass goblins plug them hot with assembly line. We make ass dolls in the likeness of goblins, but there are a few key differences. Each doll has a giant nose on its face rather than a fanged mouth like the goblins. Their torso is a giant ass, but being legless, they also have a lower ass. All of them share Adolf's face, only their faces are made from rotten apples, and have a nose behind the mustache like snow people made of children. I used to fantasize that someday Otto and I would plug Franny and a tiny twin away the way goblins plug dolls, but today the idea disgusts me. The yolky fart bubbles stink up the air as goblins flop from doll to doll, playing musical chairs with the worm-spitting anuses. No one stands guard in the factory, but misbehaving children still get caught. More than anywhere, asses really surround you here. Otto and I hopscotch between writhing dolls and goblins, making our way to the manufacturing line. No other children have arrived yet, so we take the first station, where we sculpt Adolf's head out of mushy apples, then attach the mustache, despite knowing that the apples are once children. I believe most of the life essence drains out during fermentation, so sculpting heads isn't as bad as the other stages of doll construction. Kids arrive and find a place in line. Although we hate the job, we are all responsible for bringing ass dolls to life. Hours pass. They whimper into other hours, as if time works independently of our crooked hands to animate the dolls. But if our hands stop working, the assembly line will also stop. When you recognize the power, you cease being a slave to time. From the instant onward, you are a bastard slave. So much for epiphanies. Eventually, 2 sentries comfort me. Otto drops a mustache on the floor, and they beat us until we throw up. Missing in surgery, they say. Guilty! Guilty! I rest my head on the mustache and begin counting down to 999. On my 30 count, they nail our hands to the wooden surgeon's table. At 0, they hammer into our feet. Otto and I sputter blood and shit as the sentries announce the punishment we are to be dealt. Revocation of children by molecular entropy for the advancement of the new order. The god reading this bumbles and slurs every word. He obviously has no idea what it means, and neither do I. They leave. An Askob in the full-body plastic suit enters the operating theater. Beneath the suit, the goblin appears to be white. This is strange, although considering that Odulai may never face another door roll call, it is not so strange. The prospect of dying exceeds all other absurdities. The goblin in plastic turns his back and fiddles with something on a counter. He turns, and a swastika-shaped needle enters my arm. I'm not around for what happens next. That is the end of Ask Goblins for today. Next week, we'll read Chapter 7 and Chapter 8. Pretty short this week. So, yeah.
I know what I want to talk about. I fucking hate sand.
Why now?
Everywhere.
Well, yeah, we mentioned that.
Everywhere.
We mentioned that.
I'm so
did
angry.
You want to mention it again? Is that how angry you were? Because Drew and I brought up the sand everywhere, but...
What was I doing the other day? Something recently. Like, yesterday. And fucking sand. There was sand. Right there.
I'll never be rid of the sand.
Right there.
You have to get a new car for you to get rid of it.
I think I do. It's in my Deadpool mask. I saw it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you could wear your Deadpool mask to the beach. Not on the beach itself, but boardwalk. So pretty much the same thing. Did Drew go to poop?
Probably.
He's been gone for a while. He took his laptop.
Probably.
He's probably pooping.
He's probably pooping and playing
WoW. His laptop's
wow.
gone. This just in. Drew is taking a poop for the end of our show.
Oh, that means he can't like do his like out thing if he doesn't come back in time.
If
so
you want, I can take over for that bit, but you have to whisper Ask Goblins at the end.
Ask Goblins. So, like, yeah, BioShock might be coming out. The re-release for PS4. It's actually a remaster I'm excited for.
That'll be a game I'll be getting.
Yes. I know. I want you guys to play Infinite so I can spoil it.
Well, if we play it, then you wouldn't be spoiling it. You would just be talking about it. We would just know.
I know. You understand why I have problems with certain cosplays.
Well, I already know. If you're saying what I think you're saying, I think I already know that.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you know. But
when couples do the one cosplay that they shouldn't be because they shouldn't be dressed as a couple because they're not a couple?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I already knew that. I've known that for a while.
Yeah,
I always love that. It's like, did you guys... Come on, guys.
Someone did their engagement photos like that, and it bought, like,
oh
ew.
God.
Ew.
It's like when people do, like, our couples and do coupley photos dressed as Leia and Luke. It's like, no. Susan
Stop it.
P. Star Wars?
Only people from Virginia do that.
Ouch. Okay. Well, then. That went there.
So... All right,
you just insulted a whole people's pet.
A whole people's. There's only like one listening right now who's from Virginia. So.
I've got nothing else. I'm tired as fuck.
I'm going to go to the outro for the show plugs. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart Family Dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way.
At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
Legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Chat about the cookout we're going to. 4th of July is this weekend, so hopefully everyone has a good weekend. Nice 3 days off. If you don't have 3 days off, I apologize. If you have more than 3 days off, F you.
Unless you don't have a job, then I'm sorry.
But July 9th, you are not alone. If you can't show up, check out the event.
You can still donate and check it out, because we're going to be doing a stream during the event, too.
It's going to be a lot of fun. One way or another, we had a lot of fun at the last event, the Be Someone Superhero, or Be Somebody Superhero. Was it that? I don't know.
Be Someone Superhero, something like that.
It was a lot of fun. We made a lot of cool friends there, especially with the Real Women of Gaming. This time, I'm totally going to be playing one of the games. It's a live stream, too, so you can watch on Twitch, twitch.tv/Real Women of Gaming. It's going to be streamed on.
Okay, so looks like everything went all wonk. I can't hear me, though. All right, good. All right, so our microphone's crapped out because that's just the way it goes for our sessions. We always have to have some kind of technical difficulty. So we'll see you guys next week with whatever Jimmy Jazz will have to talk about then. We'll also be doing a cosplay day at Ontario Street Comics. We probably heard the... a bit about in one of our advertisements. It's going to be Marvel versus DC. That is July 16th, a Saturday. We'll be doing Marvel versus DC cosplay day there. We'll have a lot of fun. So we hope to see you guys there, as well as the charity event, July 9th. So we'll see you guys next week.
It's the Give No F's Variety Show.
Ask Goblins.